Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Mindfulness is a fairly simple concept. It's the idea that we are present in the moment, aware of what we're doing and why we're doing it, as well as staying calm and not getting overwhelmed by events that happen around us. We all have some degree of mindfulness as we actively decide to take part in activities and say certain things and react in specific ways. But mindfulness is a useful tool as it can have multiple benefits for us. It doesn't require us to change in any specific way, just to be more aware of our life and how and what we do can affect those around us. So why do we need mindfulness? It's not some obscure, abstract principle concept that you must learn to embrace through hours of meditation. It is simply the act of being present and in the moment. Driving is a perfect and simple example. If we're not mentally there, concentrating on seeing and avoiding risk at every moment, then accidents are very likely to happen, and often do. The reason why people might not be familiar with this term, mindfulness, is because it can go by many names like caution, care, even heedfulness, just to name a few. The great thing about mindfulness is that it doesn't require us to change who we are as individuals, or indeed make an effort. We all already have the capability to be mindful. All it takes is just to enhance those abilities so that we can become as mindful as possible. Mindfulness is spoken more and more often these days, and for good reason too. Not only can anyone do it, but it's a way of living. By being mindful, we can bring care and awareness to our lives. This can help everyone we interact with, and when we do that, we can make the world a better place. It's also evidence-based. Mindfulness is sometimes tarnished with the same brush that's used to talk about things that only work if you believe in it and fully commit yourself to it, but it shouldn't be. Scientific studies have shown that mindfulness creates an abundance, plenty of positives that improve not only our health, but our relationships, work, and overall mood and feelings. Now, with all this, mindfulness can ultimately lead to greater innovation, resilience, problem solving, without the need to spend hours upon hours stressing and using trial and error to get around problems and situations that we might find ourselves in. So how do we gain mindfulness? It's often thought to be all about your head. And we forget that our head, whilst it's the most important part of our body, is only one part. For most people, taking care of our minds is very important. However, our bodies also need to be taken care of. And as we said, mindfulness is something we all possess. The level of mindfulness varies between each of us. In order for us to improve our mindfulness, we can choose to do a number of things, such as meditating. Meditation has been proven beyond doubt to be beneficial to the body and the mind, even if it's just for 5 or 10 minutes. Focusing on your breathing can calm you down, which can reduce stress. Focus. Multitasking is another useful trait to possess, but it's been shown that tasks contain twice as many errors when you're multitasking. Sometimes it might be beneficial to focus on one task, one job at a time, particularly if that individual task is of rather importance. Do you listen to music when you do your homework? That's simple multitasking, especially if the music is too loud and fast, then it becomes intrusive. move. Being stuck behind a desk can be tiresome at the best of times, so move about. Even if it's just walking around your house, maybe taking a stroll down the corridor and back again, do it. By going for a short wander, you can feel aware of your body's sensations of movement. Now here's a trick. Drink water more regularly, and then you'll have to get up and go for a short walk. It rehydrates you and helps you to reoxygenate because you're walking. Two fuels for your brain. Embrace nature. Try to surround yourself as much as possible with nature. Go for walks through the park, woodlands, fields, and if that's not possible, try some soothing nature sounds on YouTube. Waves, wind in the trees, birdsong. Keep plants by your side whenever you can. Getting outdoors as much as possible is good for the mind, body and spirit, all of which can keep you in the present. Keep your concentration in the moment. It can be really easy to develop mindfulness and understand what it takes to be mindful. By following simple routines, not overworking yourself and keeping yourself in good health, be kind to yourself, learn to breathe properly and relax. Then your mindfulness can become pleasingly habitual and naturally improve your general well-being. So let's talk more about the benefits. An improvement in mindfulness can lead to a variety of benefits, like reducing stress. Meditation can calm and center you, which can lead to reduced stress levels. This in turn can lead to a better quality of life, as you can be more relaxed in stressful situations. This can lead to improved performance. Reduced stress and improved performance go hand in hand with each other. Stressing over a task will only hinder, complicate the overall outcome and the level at which the task is completed. So by reducing your stress, your performance improves. Being aware of what surrounds us can greatly improve the way we live our lives. Remember the driving analogy. Awareness is what's keeping you alive. By being attuned to what's happening, we can improve our relationships, both personal and professional. And not only this, it can lead us to being more proactive with our work, as well as being accepting of circumstances and help us to see things from different perspectives. Mindfulness is not just beneficial for the brain, but the body as well. Studies have shown that mindful practices can help improve symptoms of pain, including chronic back pain. Pain could be reduced via painkillers and other prescription drugs. But mindful medication targets the pain via a different pathway, resulting in a more natural approach to healing your body. Curiosity. Curiosity is what drives the world forward. If no one was curious, nothing would ever be achieved, invented, or even improved. Curiosity is a great tool and one that's needed. Being mindful can help you to unleash natural curiosity for the better. So, mindfulness is important, there's no doubt about that. The great thing about mindfulness is that it's easy to cultivate, practice, and become a positive habit to improve your life and that of those around you. All it takes is a few simple changes, and small ones at that. And yet the benefits are massive. Practice, try just practicing your breathing, for example. Learn to breathe properly. Rehydrate yourself. Walk more. Take time out and be kind to yourself. We'll talk about this more later. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.